I explain in this lecture about the title of this scripture, Sandokai. What does it mean by Sandokai? And Kudo Daisen no Shin. Tonight, maybe it is necessary to explain about the background of this form. Why Sekto Zen, Daiwasho wrote this poem? As you know, under the fifth Vedic, there were outstanding teacher who is called Jinshu. And when the fifth patriarch announced that he will give transmission to someone, and everyone thought that, of course, Jinshu will receive the transmission. But actually, Eno, the sixth patriarch, Eno who became the sixth patriarch, Eno who was pounding rice in the corner of the temple, received the transmission. But Jinshu was a great scholar. So later, Jinshu went to the northern country and became a great teacher. And Jinshu's school was called Northern Hokuzen. Northern School of Zen, Hokuzen. And the sixth patriarch who went to south, spread his teaching in southern countries, and his school was called Nanzen, South Zen. But later, as you know, Jinshu's school became, after Jinshu, his school became weaker and weaker. But Eno's, the sixth patriarch school, became, after the sixth patriarch, stronger and stronger. But at Sekto's time, you know, Sekto is the 8th patriarch. Eno is the 6th patriarch. And 7th patriarch is Seigen. And Seigen's disciple is Sekto. Sekto is the author of this poem. And Sekto's time, Hokushu, or northern Zen, was still powerful. But there were another disciple. Of course, Sixth Patriarch had many and many disciples, maybe more than 50. We can count 50, but there must be more disciples under the Sixth Patriarch. And one of there were a disciple whose name is Kataku Jinye. Kataku Jinye denounced the northern Zen, which is, you know, Jinshu's Zen, pretty strictly. And he was a very active person. And what he said was not exactly we cannot accept his teaching, you know, as a disciple of the Sixth Patriarch. Not exactly so, but he was very alert and active person. He denounced, or his disciple denounced the northern Zen a lot. So, Sekto's time, there was, you know, some conflict between southern Zen, which is Eno or the Sixth Patriarch Zen, and Jinshu's Zen. So, Sekto Kisen, the author of this poem, wanted to solve this, you know, wanted to make this dispute clear from his own viewpoint. This is, you know, why he wrote this poem. So he, first of all, he started by Buddha's teaching. You know, Buddha's teaching, which is the teaching of a great mind of sage in India. You know, that is the first thing he started to say. And it says the mind of the great sage of India flowed unseen from west to east. Flowed unseen from west to east. Tōzai mitsu ni aikus. In Chinese, Tōzai mitsu ni aikus. Tō means, you know, China. And Sai, East, means India. In India and China, Buddha's great mind transmitted all over and seen flowed and seen from west to east. And next, you don't have translation. And next sentence is not like this, you know. I have here someone's translation. But next, if you follow the order of the sentences, next one will be people discriminate the dull from the wheat. It means you know, dispute between which is better, you know, northern school or, you know, southern school. People, you know, say northern school is better or southern school is better. people said so. You know. It is actually, you know, it means the dispute between southern school and northern school, and a strong criticism of katakujinye. Katakujinye. Katakujinye was born 668 and died 670. Katakujinye. He was at that time, you know, you must have studied the Sutra of the Sixth Patriarch. That sutra was compiled by someone who is under the strong influence of Katakujinye. So in that sutra, you know, Jinshu's teaching is pretty badly denounced, you know. Jinshu was not so good. Only the sixth patriarch was a great teacher. It seems in that way, because maybe the sutra was compiled by someone under the influence of Katakujinye. Anyway, this kind of dispute was very strong at that time. So the mind of the great sage of India flowed unseen from west to east. It means that, you know, Sekito knows, you know, the true teaching of the great sage of Shakyamuni Buddha, which will include both southern school and northern school without any, you know, contradiction from his viewpoint, you know. there is no need to, you know, to fight. Because they don't understand real teachings of Buddha. They get into dispute. That is what he means. The mind of the great sage of India flowed unseen from west to east, you know. Although they may not understand, you know, the teaching of the great sage Shakyamuni Buddha, but his teaching flowed all over. If you have the eyes to see, or have the mind to understand his teaching, you will understand it. And if you understand it, there is no, it is not necessary to be involved in this kind of dispute. And actually, it means this kind of thing. Flowed unseen from west to east. And next sentence is, I translated in this way. People discriminate the dull from the wheat. The dull from the wheat. Does it make sense?
Dull is sharp.
Dull from sharp or it means that it is, you know, difficult to translate. Jokon gekon, we say. Jokon means better. Those who have, you know, more appropriate capacity or potentiality to understand Buddha's teaching is someone who not only alert, you know, or sharp or clever. The cleverness is sometimes barrier of clever people sometimes cannot understand Buddha's teaching. Some, you know, appropriate potentiality. That is Jokon. Gekon means, you know, Gekon means someone who people who find it difficult to understand, to accept Buddha's teaching. But this is not so important, you know, in this sutta. This is some rhetorical, you know, sense he says. People discriminate the dull from the west, but true way has no patriarch of south or north. You know, this is important. True way has no patriarch of south or west. No patriarch, you know, of the sixth patriarch or Jinshu. Jinshu is good, and the sixth patriarch is good. And Jinshu is good for someone who study things literally. you know. And the six patriarchs teaching will be good for some, you know, someone who has quick, sharp minded Pharaoh. But although, you know, according to the people, you know, teaching someone explain Buddha's teachings in detail, so that he can understand words after words. But for someone, it is necessary to, you know, to point at the point without using so many words. So it is up to the people, but for the great teacher, you know, there is no difference. Great teacher can be, you know, if he is really great teacher, there's no difference in his true understanding. But his way of explaining teaching will be different. So people discriminate the dull from the wit. But true way has no patriarch of south or north. Tozai mitsuni aishis. Broad and seen. Unseen is this, mitsuni aishis. Men mits no kafu. This is mits. Mits means, you know, not secret. Sometimes it means secret. But unseen is looks like secret. But this unseen may not be so good translation. Mits means exactly, you know, exactly, without no gap between the two. Here, the main purpose of this Sandokai is to explain reality from both sides. The title is Sando. San means many. Do means one. And what is many and what is one? Many is one. One is many. If you really understand reality. Even though you say many, each one of things are not separated from the other. It is closely related. If so, it is one. Even though it is one, it looks like many. So many is right, and one is right. So even though we say one, we cannot ignore, you know, various beings like stars and moons and you know, animals and fish. And, you know, there are various beings, but although there are many, they do not exist separately. They are not separated from each other. They are closely related. So that is from this point we say they are interdependent. So one is when we, you know, discuss about the meaning of each being, we say many. We have many things to discuss. But if we come to the conclusion, or if we come to the real understanding of reality, you know, in fact, it is just one. So all the discussion will be included. Real understanding of things. So one and many is very famous. words. One and many. And the other, another way to explain it, the reality is differentiation. Differentiation is equality. Equal value. Things have equal value because they are different. You know, if man and woman is same, man and woman has no value because man and woman is different. Man is variable and woman is also variable. So to be different is to have value. So in this sense we have equal value. Equal, absolute value. Everything has absolute value, which is equal to everyone. But usually, you know, we are involved in the standards of evaluation, exchange value. You know, the materialistic value, or spiritual value, or moral value. Morally, he is good. You know, he is not so good. You know, because you have some standard, you can say he is good. Moral standards will define the value of people. But the moral standard changes always. So, you know, a virtuous person is not always so. If you compare with someone who is like Buddha, he is not so good. So good or bad is caused by some evaluation standard. But the truth, you know, that because things are different, you know, because of the difference, everything has its own value. That is, you know, that value is absolute value. Mountain is not, you know, a barrier because it is high. Or a river is not less valuable because it is low. Because mountain is high. On the other hand, you can say, because mountain is high, mountain is mountain. And it has absolute value. The water is, because water runs lower valley, you know, it is valuable. Because, you know, mountain, quality of mountain and quality of the river is completely different. Because it is different, it has equal value. Equal means absolute value. So if we say, evaluate things from absolute viewpoint, it has equal value. So, you know, equality is, you know, differentiation according to Buddhism. Differentiation is equality. So in usual sense, you know, differentiation is opposite to equal. But we understand equality and differentiation is same thing. And differentiation is same thing. And one and many is same. If you think one is different from many, that is wrong. Your understanding is too materialistic and too superficial. Anyway, so it says the true mind of the great sage of India flows unseen from west to east. This kind of true mind, you know, this kind of understanding of reality started by Buddha, flows unseen from west to east. Whether you understand or not, what Buddha says is true. So unseen from west to east. But people easily get into confusion, you know, because of the evaluation of things, discrimination. Dar from the weight, dullness or sharpness. But from the standpoint of the patriarch, you know, it is said that no, or for the patriarchs, all the patriarchs understand this point. So there is no northern patriarch or southern patriarch. Nin human, kon is, you know, kon, it's kikon, it's kikon. And this is, technical term of Buddhism, kikon. And sometimes we say ri-kon, day is sharp. Or someone who has advantage in studying or accepting a Buddha's teaching. Deep. Dawn is dark. But here, you know, Rikon Dar, someone who is Dar, has great advantage in studying Buddhism. It is not, you know, always Dar person bad to study Buddhism. Clever one is not always have advantage in studying Buddhism. But temporarily we divide our human potentiality into Rikon and Donkon. Dar one is good because he is dar. Sharp one is good because he is sharp. You cannot compare, you know. And you cannot say which is good. Do you understand this point? I'm not so sharp, so I understand very well. My master always called you crooked cucumber. Crooked cucumber. I was the last disciple of my teacher, you know. But I became the first one because good cucumber ran away. All the good ones ran away. Maybe they are too smart. I was not smart enough to run away. So I was caught. That is, you know, for studying Buddhism, you know, my, you know, dullness was advantage, you know. If I were a sharp, you know, fellow, I should have run away with them. When I was left alone, I was very sad, you know. Oh, no. But when I left home, you know, I left home by my own choice. I told my parents I will go. And they said, you are too young, so you have to stay more here. But I must go, and I left my parents. So, you know, I couldn't go back. I could, but I thought I couldn't. So, I have nowhere to go. That is one reason. Another reason was I was not smart enough. So, you know, smart man is not haven't. Smart one haven't always advantage. You know. And dark person is good because he is dark. we understand in this way. So actually there is no dark path or no smart path. It is the same anyway. It is not so easy. It is difficult. For the smart person, there is some difficulty for smart person. For a dull one, there is some difficulty, for a dull person. For an instant, to study, he must study hard, and he must read one book over and over again, because he is not smart. But smart one forget quite easily, He may learn it very quickly, but, what he learned does not stay so long for smart people's mind. But dull people, for dull one, it takes time to remember something. So over and over we should read it. If you read it over and over and remember it, it will not go so soon. So, maybe same thing. Ningkon ni bidong ari. Do ni nampoku nasumasu. In the true way, there is no Northern Patrick or Southern Patrick. That is very true. That is, Sekto's understanding. By the way, Sekto was actually the sixth Patrick's disciple. But after the sixth Patrick passed away, he became a disciple of Segen. That kind of things happened, very often. I have some disciples here, maybe. But if I die, those who couldn't be my disciple, will be disciple of disciple of my disciple. Sekto was one of them, like that. to study Buddhism is not like to study something, It takes time. Until you accept the teaching completely, it takes time. And the most important point is, you yourself, rather than your teacher, you yourself study hard. And what you receive from your teacher is the spirit of study. To study. That spirit will be, transmitted from warm hand to warm hand. You should do it. That's all. Then nothing to translate to you. And what you learn is maybe from books or from the other teachers. So that is why we have teacher, master and teacher. Teacher could be various great teacher. Master is one, and we master's disciple is we call deshi, disciple. And for the student, whether he is his disciple or not, the student like this, like Zen Center. Some of you is my, you know, disciple. So some of you are not my disciple. Then, those who are not my disciple is called Zuishin. Zuishin is follower, and he may stay, you know, pretty long time under some teacher. Sometime longer than the period he stay with his master. When I was 32, my teacher passed away. My master passed away. So after that, I studied, you know, under Kishizawa Roshi. So most of the understanding, you know, I have is Kishizawa Roshi's understanding. But my master is Gyokujun Son, is my master. So anyway, in the true way has no patriarch of south or north. True way is one, you know. But before you study, you know, hard, you don't know what you have in your sleep, that's all. Buddha had the same thing, and I had the same thing. Oh. It is amazing. You know. So we must have, that is the spirit we must have. You know. Anyway, you should study hard. Whatever it is, whatever I say, if you don't like what I say, you shouldn't accept it. It is okay. Eventually, you will accept it. If you say no, I will say, okay, go ahead. Try hard. I think that is the characteristic of Buddhism. Our, you know, approach is very wide. And as a Buddhist, you have big freedom to study. And in what you say, whatever you say, it is okay. So there is no penetrate from south or north. We know this, like Sekto says here. Born we clutch at things and later compound our delusion by following ideas. And this is maybe very easy to understand, but what he's trying to say here is the relationship or the important teaching of Buddhism, you know, clutching at things. It may be better to say in this way. Clutching at things, I just, you know, this is my translation, so you can change it. Clutching at things is delusion. This is more literal translation. Clutching at things is illusion. Jiwa shu suru wa moto kore mairai. Jini kano mo mata satori ni aras. So, clutching at things is delusion, and to recognize the truth is not always enlightenment either. It may be, but it is not always. Clutching at things is delusion, but to recognize truth is not always enlightenment. Or you can say, recognize the truth is not enlightenment either. Clutching at things means to, you know, to stick to things, to stick many, you know, many things you see. Understanding each being is different. No. So, you know, this is something special. You know. He is something special. If you think so, you will stick to him. That is, you know, not that is illusion. But on the other hand, even though you recognize the truth, you know, that everything is one, even though you understand in that way, it is not always enlightenment. It is just, you know, understanding by your head, by your thought, by your thinking. Real enlightenment include both. Enlightened person do not ignore things and do not stick things. and he does not even to stick to the truth either. There's no truth which is different from each being. Being itself is truth. You know. Truth is something, you know, which is beyond, which is controlling each being. You may think in that way, you know, there is truth. Like a truth of gravitation, you know. The apple is the each thing. So, behind the apple, there is some truth which is working on an apple is the truth of theory of gravitation. Even though you understand things in that way, that is not enlightenment. It says, this is the backbone of all of this sandoka. The true mind of the great sage of India brought unseen from west to east. People discriminate the dull from the wit, but true way has no patriarch of south or north. So far it's, you know, he, you know, this is introduction maybe. Introduction about what he wants to say here. Under that circumstances where there were various preliminary, you know, understanding of which teaching, which school is better. And this is, you know, so far it's the introduction. And clutching at things is delusion, and recognizing the truth, to recognize the truth is not enlightenment. This is the, you know, oh, excuse me. I skipped, you know, to, I changed the order of the sentence. In this translation, you know, something should be, you know, in the main backbone of the poem is translated in the introduction. So I think I have to change the order. No, I'm not changing. I want to follow the original text. clear source, source source of the teaching is clear. Source of the teaching is clear. And kept the streams of the teaching kept pure or unsullied or S-U-L-L-I-E-D. Unsullied. And then, come to this sentence. Clutching at things is delusion, and to recognize the truth is not enlightenment. This is the teaching which was started by Buddha and kept unsullied. In various streams. I think if you, type this, in three
double pages, space.
Yeah, double space or more, so that I can change the order, and
Roshi, couldn't we just work from the Japanese and forget that translation? Couldn't we just work from the Japanese and forget that translation?
Yeah.
Throw away that translation and work from the Japanese. From like, we have because we're learning is
Okay.
You probably know English much better than Masanaga. Yeah.
I'm trying. I'm trying hard to follow the order, So that, it is, if you translate it, it's fluent English, it will, you may find it difficult to explain it. This is very, the original form is very full of technical terms, and you cannot, change it. If you change it, you will lose, it doesn't make actually much sense. So even though it is difficult, I think we should follow the original text. That's it. Because I want you to understand completely. I feel I have to follow the, even though it is difficult, I want to follow the original text. So, I want you to understand completely. I feel I have to follow the, even though it is difficult, I want to follow the original text faithfully. So, So maybe it is difficult for me and for you too. So you can forget all about Japanese, you know, but, but as you are reciting every morning, so I'm trying to follow the meaning of those words.
But when you explain to us, for instance, san, do, kai, san, do, kai, it's not so difficult for us to take, to make it into right English. When we understand what san means, what do means, and what kai means, we can make a sentence out of it. You follow what I mean? But Masanaga, for instance, he says, the union of the spiritual and the phenomenal worlds. Now that is not as meaningful to us, it's good English. But it is not as meaningful to us as translating san, do, kai.
I see. Yeah, maybe so.
And then we make it into, then each one of us will make it into a different sentence, ultimately.
Maybe, you know, I think that is easier, eventually. You know, after all, you find it easier to understand if we follow one by one. And you are reciting it, you know, in Japanese, so that is why I started to, you know, talk about this. I think we have no more time.